Straight out of London.
Straight out of London.
Straight out of London.
Of London.
It's like an underground radio, pirate radio, top of the world, Empire State of Mind vibe.
Yeah, it is in my bedroom.
They don't need to know that.
In London. We are kind of outside of London even.
But to the listeners at home,
imagine we're in the middle of London, the epicenter of the city.
Top of the shard.
Two mics.
All I need is two mics.
20 minutes of just going hell for leather.
Pounding it.
Hell for leather.
Punch me.
Ugh.
Ow.
I punched her. Shall we kick it off with a track?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
I think it's sad that everyone's got a mobile phone these days for one specific reason.
Okay.
Generally, it's good, but I think it's sad because people don't have landlines anymore, which means that kids cannot make prank calls.
I guess it's part of growing up. I never did prank calls, though.
No, man, it's a normal part of growing up that you prank, and without
pranking... Did you prank people?
I pranked all the time.
Wow, admission of guilt?
guilt? No, man, I'm not guilty at all. You know what? I feel happy because the only alternative to pranking in a world like this is revenge porn.
Bit of a jump, that.
No,
a
I'm just saying, like, they need an outlet.
Pranking
the kids need
to
an outlet.
Revenge porn is pretty... Well, that's, you know, the only thing. There's no middle ground. There's no middle ground there.
I'm out of touch. I'm old. Yeah.
It's all or nothing with ABBA. You're either getting a soft, light prank call or some revenge porn.
Okay, it's probably something Snapchat related. Snapchatting private parts. I don't
know. Yeah, like releasing nudes.
Yeah.
I don't have nudes. Do kids and teenagers, do young people just have nudes now?
I think so, yeah.
Because you would have like a folder of them rather than doing them fresh each time. You'd probably do a good set of nudes. Yeah. And then just... You know,
you got to know which filter
those out whenever.
Best accentuates the genitalia, as it were.
And also, like, everyone can use airbrush and Photoshop.
That's a fun word to say, by the way.
Airbrush.
Genitalia.
Airbrush.
Airbrush.
That's a good one.
Say it.
Airbrush.
Say it.
The G word.
Genitalia.
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 You're so weird. Genitalia. Genitalia.
I'm just saying, people are Snapchatting their private parts.
Who calls it genitalia?
That's a scientific phrase, man.
This is weird.
I'm trying to keep it highbrow.
Phallus. Highbrow. We're talking about revenge porn.
Angina. I said angina.
Vangina.
Just to say.
Vangina. Body parts are disgusting, aren't they?
Yours are. Mine are pretty.
They're all, the whole mechanics of it all is just a bit disgusting, isn't it?
Why?
It's all just a bit, ugh.
You eat body parts.
Why can't we just have USB ports?
What? You want to poo out a USB port?
No, I just want a USB, I want to plug in like a USB port. Clean, no residue, no mess.
You could put yourself up as the first candidate to replace their eye sockets with USB ports.
I need my eyes to see.
Yeah, but
I'm
what if
about,
we
like,
just
my,
like process everything digitally and download it through your eye holes?
Blame it on love.
Battle of the Takeaways, round one. Ding, ding, ding.
Here we go. It's the contender from Calcutta.
Oh, hello.
Unexpected underdog, biryani in a box.
Nice.
Got you intrigued?
You have. Sell me more.
The alliteration of the bees have made you think, what's going on here?
It made me want to sample your wares.
Imagine the goodness of biryani in box format.
Okay. I mean, that's quite a standard takeaway format. I feel like you're going to have to give me more here.
You haven't heard the twist. You get to eat the box.
Nice.
Roti.
Hello.
As a box.
Okay. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, this is a fairly good contender. I have some concerns.
Okay.
Let me air them. Biryani can be spicy sometimes. I don't want something that's as spicy coming out as it is going in.
I hear you. We got that covered.
Mm-hmm.
Biryani not for pussies. That's the tagline.
Okay.
So, yeah. Only big boys apply.
Now you're being a bit sexist, but go on.
If you're up for a challenge. And the biryani is made with special curry powder, which makes it spicier in your stomach than it was when you ate it.
That's surely more discomfort.
Or more taste in your tummy.
My tummy doesn't have taste buds. I think you're missing some of the fundamentals of biology here, girl.
It gets spicier in your stomach. That makes sense. That's a great idea.
But it's spicier as it nears the end of my digestive tract, which is exactly what I don't want.
Lava-like.
Thank you.
It's lava-like.
You're speaking along the same lines. You're reading between the lines of what I'm saying. Does your biryani in a box come with a non-spicy version? Is there a way to work around this?
Don't worry about it. There's two versions. Spicy and very spicy.
Okay. That doesn't help me.
Okay. This will help.
Go.
You're worried about maybe getting some of the extra spicy curry sauce on your lips, burning them. Don't worry. We do a very traditional way of eating it. You have to eat it this way. You get to savor the flavors for longer.
Mm-hmm.
Eat it with your butt.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Let's move on to your next contender.
Round two.
Ding, ding, ding.
Chicken McNugget Challenge.
Chicken McNugget Challenge.
There's no meals. Everything's a challenge. So
I like it.
You get to eat the chicken McNuggets.
How many?
15.
In how quick a time?
2 minutes.
Boom.
Could you do that?
15 nuggets in 2 minutes or it's free?
Yeah, if you don't do it, you have to pay double though. So that's kind of the game. It's like a game mechanic.
Are you allowed sauces?
I'm going to say no.
What?
To make it harder.
Dry nuggets?
Yeah, no water.
Come on, man. What about a bit of BBQ, bit of curry sauce?
You can only have ketchup? Like...
Just one of them at least.
A flaxseed protein drink.
Mate, come on now.
Very thick.
Really?
Very thick. It's pulpy.
Has it been blended with like pulpy soya curd or something?
Yeah.
You could dip the nuggets in it.
Maybe
though.
There's some like fennel seeds on top.
Oh, come on now. Now you're just being cruel.
You know, someone's scared of the chicken McNugget challenge.
I'm not enjoying this takeaway challenge anymore. I'm a fan of food.
Sometimes you just want to eat, other times you don't want to be challenged. Biryani in a box, not sounding too bad now, is it? There's a new one coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Biryani in a box takes on the chicken McNuggets.
Wow.
Chicken McNugget biryani blended with the flaxseed protein shake, and that goes straight up your butt.
I will pass.
The pipe's been barely used. We do like a rough wipe down.
You can't deliver it with a pipe.
A rough wipe down.
Good lord.
A rough wipe down when people finish.
You're sick. Think of the things that you've eaten without knowing. The fingernails.
Stop talking.
The human hair.
Shut up.
Farts.
I feel like
you eat a fart? Probably. You probably have. I probably have. I don't want to think about it.
Have you fed me farts? Have you fucking fed me farts?
I'm not trying to segue into an admission.
We had lunch earlier.
Confession. Yeah, but you made that.
I didn't put any farts in it.
Good.
Jeez. You have serious hygiene issues. You've got serious, like a minus three on the 1 to 5 hygiene rating.
I do not
minus
fart
three.
In food.
Minus three.
I'm just saying that other
health
people
health and standards, mate.
Disgruntled fast food chain employees have been known to do naughty things to people's food.
Beer in a box never happens.
Spitting in your onion rings. Eminem said it.
Oh gosh.
These things are real. What's a few
I feel
cubes?
Like Eminem's gonna have sex with my onion rings.
Can you tell the difference between pubes and fennel seeds?
This is why we need USB ports for private parts. I've told you.
I thought it was USB ports for eyes.
You made that up.
Do you know what? USB ports for mouths. trademarking it. Boom, Elon Musk, hands off.
One hell of a podcast.
One hell of a ride.
Super grossed out. I'm super grossed out.
I'm thinking. I'm still thinking about lots of things. And I'm also questioning our friendship.
I'm questioning your mind.
My mind?
Yeah.
Where are you? Friggin' up the butt, biryani style. I don't know what you learned at home.
You've fed me farts and you...
Did not say I fed you farts. I'm just saying it's quite likely that at some... Do you know what? Let's not even go into it. At least we had some good songs.
We had some great songs. That's made up for this super gross 20 minutes of freaky deakiness. We have been listening to Black Coffee.
Dene Moore.
And I never get it right, but let's give it a go. Henny Al-Khatib.
You can find out more if you go on the SoundCloud page.
Yeah, link in the description. I am going to jump in the shower and start washing out my
cleanse
eyelids.
Cleanse yourself.
Cleanse myself for the
Thank
next podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Take care. Bye.